We go to the Revel Wireless Hotline now, and we are joined by our good friend Hanford Top Dog Dixon. And Dog, before we go into talking about Browns talk, want to congratulate you. You were recently inducted into the Mobile, Alabama Sports Hall of Fame. Very, very proud of you, my friend.
Thank you, Vic. It really meant a lot to me. It was an award that, obviously, the ceremony was Tuesday of this week in Mobile, Alabama. And, to be honored to be mentioned with some of the names that are already in, guys like Hank Aaron, Satchel Paige, and guys like that, is just outstanding. But it was a really, really nice award. And it meant so much to me because that's where it all started for me, back in those little dirt roads down in Alabama, and to be recognized by your hometown is a lot. And I've won a lot of awards, but this one is really special.
Oh yeah, it has to be. It really has to be. And the other thing that comes to mind here is, I'm sure this isn't the first Sports Hall of Fame recognizing you, Doug.
No, and in the Mississippi, obviously Southern Mississippi and on, but the another one that has eluded me so far is the entire state, the Alabama Hall of Fame, and I know they just want to punish me because I went to school in Mississippi and didn't stay in the state to go to Alabama or Auburn, but that's okay. Eventually, hopefully, I'll get around to it.
And
you want to hear something funny? This is really funny. Saturday night, they had the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame banquet in Birmingham, and Ozzie and I attended that. So he's really been giving them a hard time about that thing, but not having me in there already.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe more time will just heal those wounds, and people just finally back down and say, okay, we got to recognize the guy because you are so deserving. Hanford, I want to get into some Browns talk, and let's start with the secondary, your wheelhouse here. Interesting stuff going on at safety, and as I look at it, I see probably a better situation maybe shaping up in that area than a lot of us might have anticipated before this offseason. And I say that for several reasons, starting with the fact that Tashawn Gibson, the undrafted free agent from last year, has really looked impressive in these OTA workouts, looking like he's where he's supposed to be. He's around the ball. These are some of the things he showed last year. But he really seems like a guy who, and again, no contact, but still seems to be making his presence felt in these OTAs as someone who looks very competent as a potential starter opposite T.J. Ward.
Well, I think what has happened with Tashawn, I don't want to say he's growing up. Maybe that's a good way to put it. But I think the young man is finally realizing, and the light has gone off in his head that, hey, here's an opportunity for me, something pretty special. And he is right now, I think, is trying to take advantage of it. And what a great place to start is with the OTAs, and especially with this new coaching staff and Horton and those guys with the scheme and the defense that we're going to play. Because one thing that's important, Vic, with this defense, I mean, it's going to have people everywhere. You're going to line up, be aligned all over the place, and there's going to be a lot of opportunities to make a lot of big plays. And obviously we know we have T.J. Ward, who has pretty much ironed down one of those safety spots, and we need someone else to step to the forefront to take over that other position. And it's just a great opportunity right there that's open because, again, I mean, I'm telling you, with this defense and the scheme and how aggressive this defense is going to play this year, there's going to be a lot of opportunities for a lot of big plays.
Yeah, and the other thing that's interesting, the roster move that was made earlier this week among several was the fact that the Browns decided to cut Eric Hag, a guy they had drafted and had maybe projected to compete for a spot here initially, but he got cut. So it tells you one thing. Number one, that they do like, I think, what they see from Gibson so far. It also tells you that the sixth-round draft pick from this most recent draft, and you go to Jamore Slaughter from Notre Dame, a guy who's coming back from an Achilles injury, ruptured Achilles, that they think he's on course to be ready for the start of training camp. That's what the kid said his goal was. He's been observing in practices. He's been, you know, dressed out in the shorts and jersey and helmet, but not taking part in anything heavy because he's still recovering. But I think there's optimism there. They've got him signed to a contract already, the first of the draft picks to be signed, and they must think that he's going to be a factor sooner than later.
Well, I could tell you this. I've actually been following this kid Slaughter a little bit, and obviously he had his injury, but I think the upside on this kid is really, really good. And obviously he's a smart kid. If he went to University of Notre Dame, there's going to be no problem with him picking up this defense. And I think the most important thing with him right now is to just really, really, really just learn and be healthy, because there's no question that he can play. And I think he could definitely help this defense. And again, I go back to that old saying I say time and time again, Vic, competition bring out the best in all of us. But I have to say this, I was really, really a little shocked or maybe surprised a little bit with Haig not being on this roster, but that's okay. It doesn't upset me, because I think we have a lot of talent. We have a lot of guys that I think that can compete for that position, and it's going to be interesting to see who's going to step up. Obviously, Gibson right now is doing all the right things, but of course, this kid Slaughter out of Notre Dame, I think he has great, great upside, and let's see who's going to take over that position beside T.J. Ward.
Hanford top dog Dixon joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Another guy who's interesting at this position, and he's interesting for even more than the secondary, is Johnson Batamosi. Right? He was a corner last year, but they've converted him over to safety. And I'll tell you, Hanford, he looks very natural and comfortable there. You got to see him in some of the workouts as well. He looks just, I think, at home at this safety position and making that conversion. But his biggest presence, of course, has been on coverage teams, on special teams. He's been a leader there right away. And I know Rob Chudzinski talked yesterday about how much they value this guy in that role and want to continue to see him thrive in that role. But he is making somewhat of his presence felt at the safety position. I want to ask you about that conversion, what it takes for a player to kind of do that, to kind of go from corner to safety, and what are some of the elements that are involved with that?
Well, it's kind of tough, and obviously Johnson, you know, he's a guy that's he's pretty much going to be a leader on the special teams. I mean, there's no question about that. I mean, the kid right now, he's learning a new position, and again, he's playing some safety. But, you know, one thing coming from that corner, going to that safety position, it's not easy. It's a pretty tough position because, again, you're looking at the guy that's at the safety. He's the one that's got to make sure that everybody is where they are supposed to be. Because, you know, normally when, you know, playing corner, you look at those safeties and you want to know what the defense is. And the safety is the one that's going to make pretty much all the calls back there in the secondary to, say, for instance, if they start off in a I formation, they end up in a Detroit formation, which is like three or four wide receivers. I mean, there's certain calls and things that you have to do in order to change the defense, and that's one of the big parts of the safety. He not only knows what he's supposed to do, but he's got to know what everybody does in that secondary, and that is not easy. But it's going to be a tough trip, but it's going to be a tough change for him. But there's no doubt I think he can make that change to the safety position. Because you remember, Vic, for a while there, you know, I left corner and I was going to play safety a little bit. And then Anthony Blaylock, I'm going way back now.
Right.
But again, Anthony Blaylock, who was the corner, couldn't handle that corner position. So I had to go back to the corner. But it is not an easy transition to make, but it's one that can be made.
Yeah, no, that's such an interesting point, too. And, yeah, you had that brief opportunity to deal with that and kind of go back and forth at the position so you understand about that transition. You brought up how competition brings out the best in everybody. We have talked about this on the show. And, it, yeah, cliche, but it does have some meaning. And I think really the meaning is getting stronger at the quarterback position. The Browns bringing in Brian Hoyer from Cleveland, you signed him last week. He was on the field this week in OTAs. And now you see a guy who I think has ramped things up, and it's a quarterback trio now. They've gone ahead and released Thaddeus Lewis. So it's Brandon Whedon, Jason Campbell, and now Brian Hoyer. And it's, I just want your thoughts here on how you see this competition forming, because it seems true to life here that this coaching staff wants to see exactly what it has in these three guys, and there have been no determinations already been made as to who the starter is going to be.
Well, you know, I like it. I mean, I really like it because, again, and the reason why I like it, because we have three guys right there that can start. And, again, you heard Hoyer. I mean, he made the comment that, yeah, I could start. I could start for a football team. And, obviously, you know what Campbell is thinking. And Wheaton, I mean, what can you say about my man? I think that Wheaton has come out during this whole process, and I think he's really taken over the leadership role. And I think he's playing well. I think he's acting like this is his football team, and he wants to send a message to these coaches saying, hey, I am the guy. I am going to be the man. You don't, unless I get hurt, you don't have to go looking for another quarterback. I mean, obviously, we got two pretty good ones already on the roster, but if I'm healthy, I am going to be your guy. I am going to be your starting quarterback. And I like the way he has taken the reins of this whole thing, the leadership role, and how he's playing throughout this whole process. But there's no doubt, Wheaton understands that he's got two guys behind him, talking about Campbell and talking about Hoyer, two guys that can play also. And, again, that's what I mean. And you know when I say that competition brings out the best in all of us. And these guys, I like the way it's starting to shape up. And as it goes along, I think we have one more set of OTAs, if I'm not correct.
Right, next week.
And next week we have another set of those. And all the way from here on out through training camp, it is going to get interesting, my friend.
It really is. Hanford, thank you so much. And I hope that you know, you, your family, have a very safe and enjoyable holiday weekend.
Well, Vic, I'm going to do like you. I am going to eat too much. But other than that, I'm just going to take it easy.
I am with that program. Very good. He is Hanford Top Dog Dixon. He joins us regularly here on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.